Welcome to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection, brought to you by Worklight. We pray today's scripture and testimony will encourage you to shine bright for Christ in the workplace.
What's Your Fragrance? By Marty Anderson. You will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Matthew 26, 12 and 13. As I was reflecting on the story of the woman who anointed Jesus with expensive perfume before his crucifixion and burial, it occurred to me that this fragrance would have been strong and likely stayed with him for a long time. Consider when he was being accused of blasphemy and being spit on by the high priest, leading priests, and elders. All the while, their noses would have told them they were in the presence of a king. What a bizarre scene. Then there's the trial before Pilate. His nose must have told him this man was certainly not a criminal. Jesus may have smelled better than Pilate, and consider the soldiers beating Jesus to near death, but thinking, what is this smell? Could it be that his smell was convicting them of their sins with every whiff? What about us? What smell do people remember after interacting with us? It may not be a physical smell sensed with their noses, but we do convey an aroma. Is each of us memorable in a positive way or a bad way? Do we exude the fragrance of Christ? Just like Jesus, our fragrance goes on and is remembered for a long time after we've gone. People will even talk about it at our funerals. Do we exude judgment, impatience, frustration, or are we fragrant by being patient, kind, encouraging? Like Jesus, do we go out of our way to help someone? Or is it always all about us and our agendas? How will we smell today? Let's exude the fragrance of Christ. Marty Anderson lives in Bloomington, Minnesota, with his wife Cecilia. He is the president of the Minneapolis St. Paul chapter and a member of the Worklight editorial board. Pray, Lord, help us to be like Jesus and have a servant's heart. Help us to treat others how we want to be treated. Reflect. How do people see you? Are you patient, helpful, or are you demanding and unkind? Discuss. Do you look for and listen to feedback? How do you know what fragrance you exude?
Thank you for listening to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection. To learn more about Worklight and how you can experience transformation at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, please visit our website at worklight.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more encouragement from the Worklight community.